Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use. But parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
At Helena, we know healthy soil produces healthy plants. That's why we created Zypro with VersaShield formulation technology. Zypro's stabilized enzymes cause a consistent chemical reaction in the soil for up to 60 days, giving plants stronger roots, more nutrient uptake, and better stress tolerance. Contact your local ag retailer or Helena representative to find out how Zypro can improve soil health and yield potential. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
The cattle futures today are actually kind of one of the quieter contracts across the board. Has been that way ever since this whole month-long ordeal has happened with the Ukraine and Russia conflict. But the April live cattle were the weakest contract, down $1.50 at $139.35. There was some $140 bid, which was better than the $138 earlier today, but then the market sold off. So April was down $1.50. June live cattle down $1.27 to $135.52. The August down 80 here at $136.50. So that front end weakness has kind of been the trend over the last couple of months for live cattle, and those spreads short the front, long the back have been working, and they worked again today. The March feeder cattle were up 90 at $157.25. The April's up 2 at $162.62. The May's down 2 here at $167.27. But it's been an interesting ride here with the cattle market kind of being the stable contract. It's just kind of bizarre that's the most stable of all of them. The hogs today, the April hogs down 2 at $102.37. The May's up 35 here at $111 even. The cash trade's kind of the news of the day, and then the corn market, of course, being lower, which we'll talk about here in a second. I think that also helped the feeder cattle market stay somewhat elevated throughout the day.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, today's grain futures under extreme pressure led by the wheat. July Kansas City wheat was down 85 cents at 10.58. So down the limit. I suspect that there'll be expanded $1.30 limits tomorrow. And we're still a good ways off the low from about four trading days ago. The low on July wheat was 10.27 and a half back on the 11th. So still some room to go down. The Chicago wheat was also down under pressure here. It was down 85 in the first 2 months. The beans were 7 to 9.5 lower. The corn about 28 lower in May at 7.30. July was down 26.25 at 6.97. Mid-morning, the Russian President Vladimir Putin made some comments that seemed sort of like a de-escalation about they didn't really want to invade Ukraine and several points. But then it also had some attacks on the West, basically on sanctions. Also in there, but the market sold off on the news pretty hard. And so that's what drove it down. We've also got some rain forecasted next week, which will be beneficial to the Oklahoma and Kansas wheat crop. Today's cotton futures are going to be up a little bit. December is going to be up about 80. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates 0.25%. Currently, the Dow's up 170.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.